When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And now the moment everybody has been waiting for. The winner of the 2025 Heisman Trophy is... Fernando Mendoza.
Congratulations to Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza. A phenomenal season, well-deserved, and, seems like an all-around pretty nice guy. Cole, he thanked his mommy for her help.
Is that what he called her?
Yeah, we're going to play that audio. If you're wondering, is it true or not? Yes, it's true, and we're going to hear it ourselves. But congratulations to the quarterback of the Indiana Hoosiers, 12-0, undefeated regular season, Big Ten champs knocking off the Ohio State Buckeyes in Indianapolis, number one seed in the college football playoff, just shy of 3,000 yards, 33 touchdowns, third highest QBR in college football. But Cole, you said last week that he shouldn't get it because he's a nerd.
Every single time it seems like he's on a good track. Like, I was watching Saturday night, right? He comes up to the podium. He's not doing the whole screaming, yelling thing. It's really icky. And then you just said he says the word mommy.
Yep.
So, again,
every
single time, this guy's like, you know what? He's the man. Yep. We're going to go Team Mendoza. He just does something that icks you.
The question is, Cole, would you rather have a nerd or a thug as your
nerd.
Heisman Trophy winner?
Nerd.
You'd want the nerd.
Nerd.
Right. We're going to get into that here in just a second, but here is the audio in question of Fernando Mendoza thanking his mommy for all of her help.
No way.
Mommy, this is your trophy as much as it is mine. You've always been my biggest fan. You're my light. You're my why. You're my biggest supporter.
Ugh.
Your sacrifices, courage, love, those have been my first playbook and the playbook that I'm going to carry through my side through my entire life. You taught me that toughness doesn't need to be loud. It can be quiet and strong. Mm. It's choosing hope. It's believing in yourself when the world doesn't give you much reason to. Together, you and I are rewriting what people think is possible. I love you.
Here's what's bad. Hey, his speech was really good right there.
Yeah.
The speech itself, ChatGPT, whoever wrote it, yeah. It was really good. I'm just saying, like, he always finds a way just to, want to crawl out of your skin with this guy.
I get it.
Oh.
I get it, but I would rather have that guy who clearly has love for his university, has love for his family in what feels like a healthy way, though I don't know if a 21-year-old young man still calling his mom mommy is necessarily healthy, but hey, you call your parents. Some people call their parents by their first name. Some people would get a smack upside the head if you called your mom and dad, Dan and Susie.
By the way, I will say, all kidding aside, I think he deserved it. Mm. I think they got it right. I think Mendoza was the best player all season long, and I also think Diesel, a lot of people will make the Ohio State game a big deal. It was. But I think Fernando Mendoza won the Heisman when he beat Penn State. If you remember, they were almost this close about to lose that football game. And that one throw that he made in the back of the end zone, the Penn State game, if they lose that game, their entire season, the trajectory, could be a lot different. I'm not saying they don't go and win the rest of them, but I'm just saying, what does that one loss to a really bad Penn State, Penn State do, to your team? I think that was a Heisman-defining type game for Fernando Mendoza. And then you throw in there beating, Ohio State. That obviously helps. But the Heisman voters across the country felt like he was the best guy, and I think they got it right.
Zach on the stream says he called his dad Poppy. Did y'all not get that audio? No, we didn't have that audio, Zach.
Poppy.
That's interesting. I mean, I know that Fernando Mendoza, for him, he is obviously Hispanic, and he spoke part of his acceptance speech in Spanish. So maybe we're making a big deal out of it. Maybe it's mommy, like M-A-M-I.
Mommy.
Instead of mommy, M-O-M-M-Y.
Yeah, maybe so.
But he won this thing going away. 643 of the roughly 930 first place votes. It's not a set number because, you know, you had living Heisman Trophy winners plus the media. So around 930 votes, he won 643 of them, just absolutely trounced the rest of the field. Wasn't even close. But Cole, should personality, going back to what you were saying last week, should personality go into the winning of the Heisman Trophy? Because I don't know if you'll ever be able to get this answer out of the Heisman voters, but I think they very much looked at Diego Pavia's personality and said, that's not a guy that we want to have to deal with for the next 40, 50 years as a member of our ranks.
It's a good question. I think you could look at it both ways. I think number one, you could say, well, Johnny Manziel was on that stage, right? Does Johnny Manziel equate to Diego Pavia? Not quite. I think they're similar, Diesel, in the way that they carried themselves, right? Like if you look at the way they carry themselves talking about personality, I think the two are similar. Now, I'll say this. You asked the question, does it go into their decision? Well, think about it like this. To answer your question, I would say, guess what? Heisman voters are just like you and I. Heisman voters are writers, journalists, reporters all across the country. Some sit behind a microphone, some don't. And Diesel, those Heisman voters are just like you and I in the sense of, well, guess what? If somebody rubs you the wrong way, you probably don't like them. You have this preconceived notion, right? And maybe that's not fair, but I can tell you, to answer your question, whether it's fair or not, I 110% believe that personality does go into someone's decision-making process when it comes to a Heisman voter voting yes or no for somebody. Mm-hmm. And you go look at the overwhelming amount of votes that Fernando Mendoza got. You just brought it up, the number 600, what, plus?
43, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a big discrepancy. Was Mendoza the better player? Yeah, he was the better player. Mm-hmm. But did Diego Pavia also change college football in the way that he brought Vanderbilt to life? Yeah, you could say that he did. So I think, to answer your question, yeah, the voters are just like you and I. They have dislikes, they have likes, and mm-hmm. I don't think Diego Pavia is the most liked person on planet Earth right now.
You know, you go back, and here's the mission, by the way, the mission statement of the Heisman Trophy. It says, the mission is to grow the legacy and to preserve the integrity of the Heisman Memorial Trophy, which is annually awarded to the outstanding college football player in the United States whose performance epitomizes great ability combined with diligence.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Diligence, perseverance, and hard work. That, to me, the word integrity, preserve the integrity, has to be the reason why Diego Pavia didn't win this thing. Because you look back, you got to go back a ways to find somebody that you would consider not necessarily the best guy while he was in college. You got to go all the way back to 2017 and Baker Mayfield to find a guy who was as brash and as egotistical maybe as Diego Pavia. Not to say that, you know, Caleb Williams wasn't a little bit cocky sometimes, and that Kyler Murray or Joe Burrow weren't cocky sometimes. But for the most part, Cole, I think, you know, outside of a few guys like Baker or Johnny Manziel, you have guys that are probably pretty universally likable. And that might be a reason why Diego Pavia didn't win this thing. Now, when he didn't win it, he took it hard. He did not acquit himself well, and I'm Again, this is after the fact. There's no way to say, well, this is part of the reason why they didn't choose him. But Diego Pavia decided to take to his Instagram page and posted a photo of himself with all of his friends and looks like some family members in the arena. And it says, F all the voters, thumbs down emoji, but family for life. F all the voters. I don't know if the Heisman voters have an opportunity to interview these guys and kind of get a sense for them, or if they have to just consume through the media like everybody else does.
Yeah.
But when you react with F all the voters, and then you go out partying in New York City with an electronic sign that reads Bleep Indiana as you're out on the streets, you know, partying with basically half-naked girls. I mean, it's clear that that's not somebody that you want inside the Heisman house.
Well, look, the reality of it is, Diesel, how people respond to things in life tells us a lot about the person, right? Good or bad. And look, it's a Heisman trophy. It's a big deal. But at the end of the day, there's people every year that lose the Heisman Trophy that don't be that aren't awarded the Heisman Trophy, right? It happens every single year. Yep. So, like, cry me a river. Here's where I am. This whole Diego Pavia thing, he's a fantastic player.
Yes, he is.
But I'm over the social media stuff. I'm over the interviews. I'm over the appearances with all the social media influencers that he's on with. And I'm over it all. Like, you, yes, you're a fantastic football player, but how you carry yourself still matters. And I believe, Diesel, I know that we're in this world and culture, we're getting further and further away from, like, carrying yourself with class and having class. I know we're getting far away from that, but I believe it still says a lot about somebody. And Julian saying, where was his Instagram photos? You just have to lose with class, and I don't know that, you know, I disagree with you. I don't think I disagree with you. I think they made the right decision.
And, you know, as you say that he changed Vanderbilt football, and he certainly did, we'll see how much of a lasting impact, you know, if Vanderbilt will continue to invest in the same way a few years after Diego Pavia moves on. But he also seemed to be trying to change the game in a way that maybe some Heisman voters said, you know, I don't know that I like this guy suing the NCAA for more and more and more eligibility. Remember, he shouldn't even be playing college football this year. He exhausted his eligibility, but he successfully sued, got another year this year.
Sure.
His team has made some allusions to the idea that he might sue for another year of eligibility next year, even though that seems unlikely that he's going to do. But, you know, maybe people are saying, congrats, dude. You had a couple great years at Vanderbilt, but you're done. You're done. We don't want you around here anymore. Move on to the NFL or go get a job.
I was going to say Mark Elodox gets in and says, it's a good locker room material. Hey, mommy's boy, we're going to squash you like a bug. That comes from Mark Elodox.
Love it. Diego Pavia did take to social media to apologize for his actions. And again, I don't want to say that it's the actions of an immature kid. I think it's the actions of an immature man, because Diego Pavia is a 23-year-old man. Yeah. He has had time. He has had life lessons along the way that took him from, you know, being at a small school, making his way up to, what was it, New Mexico or New Mexico State for a little while. Mm-hmm. Then he makes his way over to Vanderbilt in the SEC. The guy has been through enough at this point, you would think, to have matured beyond the years and beyond the mindset that he is currently in. But he did apologize. These were his words. Being a part of the Heisman ceremony last night as a finalist was such an honor. As a competitor, just like in everything I do, I wanted to win. To be so close to my dream and come up short was painful. I didn't handle those emotions well at all and did not represent myself the way I wanted to. I have much love and respect for the Heisman voters and the selection process, and I apologize for being disrespectful. It was a mistake, I am sorry.
No, it wasn't.
He's only mad because he lost.
No, look, yeah, that's who he is. And I think what he did after the fact when he lost the Heisman, I think all he did was he reassured all the voters that they made the right choice.
Yeah.
That's all he did. They feared that this is who he was. He doesn't win it. He goes and says, I'll take my ball and go home, and I'll write F the vote. It's childish.
Yeah.
And you think NFL GMs don't notice that kind of stuff?
Sure they do.
I mean, come on. So, like, great player, love what he did for Vanderbilt, but you said it, he's 23 freaking years old. I'm just over it. I'm over the Diego Pavia hype train. I think it's. We'll see. We'll see what he does.
You don't want him to win another get another year of eligibility?
No,
and come back?
No. To answer your question,
no Vandy in the SEC championship game.
No, thank you.
Mark L.O. Ducks asks. By the way, does Cole cry mommy when the Cowboys lose?
I say things the Cowboys when the Cowboys lose. I say things that I shouldn't say. Also, Zach says, can we agree that Texas Tech linebacker Jacob Rodriguez should have been there in New York because he got more first place votes than Julian Sain? Also, did you see the video of Julian Sain being interviewed by one person at the table and all of the other Heisman finalists had like 50? That was weird. That was really, really weird. I hadn't seen anything like that before. Diesel, we've got to get to our headlines. A lot to get to. Daily Wire's on the other side right here on the Fan Upstate.